Okay. The script's been sitting in your slush pile for months, but today is the day you're gonna do this. You're gonna smash it out the park. I don't know. Just doesn't feel right. Jeez. Knock first, why don't you, Rumi? What am I typing? No. Don't look. It's embarrassing. Quick, just switch. I should have looked before I changed windows. That's for research purposes. I know that it's an animation of a girl getting banged by a minotaur, but... No, I'm not watching porn. Jeez, you just had to stick your nose in, didn't you? I was not being secretive about what I was writing, it's just... Okay. Let me show you. So, there's this place called Gone Wild Audio, and it's for, like, people to perform erotic audios. Yeah, sort of like ASMR, but saucier. Actresses and actors do monologues, and sometimes more than one of them collaborates. And I write scripts for that. Mm-hmm. And if a voice actor likes it, they pick it up and do a performance. Well, I do it because it's really fun to hear my words being adapted by someone else, bringing my crazy fantasies to life, you know? And it's fun to know that I'm entertaining people and that people like what I'm writing. Because, seriously, someone picked up my Hellhound Girl and Lamia Girl fight over your cock script and... Oh my god, it was so good. Knock it off, dude. I said it's not porn. Well, yeah, it's kind of smutty, but it can also be tender and romantic, too. It can explore things that people really relate to and cater to people who aren't represented in mainstream porn. Or people who want more interesting and engaging scenarios than conventionally hot women, conventionally hot men. They get naked and fuck. Like, this one's a really wholesome and heartwarming example of... Yeah. Monster fucking. If you're gonna put it like that. But it's wholesome monster fucking, where everything is consensual and the characters are deeply in love and interested in each other and as people. It's not just about a hot minotaur guy with a 12-inch dick. Quit smirking. You know what? If you're gonna look over my shoulder and crack jokes, you can at least make yourself useful. Tell me what you think of this bit. Yeah, the bit where he's got the listener's character over the balcony and he's railing her from behind. Does that sound right to you? Well, I just can't shake the feeling that the position wouldn't work, or that she wouldn't be able to hold herself up for that long, so... Hey, tell you what. Make yourself useful. Right, so I'll put my hands on the desk, and you grab my legs, just over the knees. Mm-hmm. Got it? Right. Lift me up. Yes, I'm serious. Higher, till you've got me level. Right. And just shuffle forward a bit between my legs, close enough that if you had a giant minotaur dick, you'd be fucking me. Just hold it there. I'm just seeing how long it takes me to get tired. I need to know if the speaker could hold herself up for long enough. Can you rock your hips a bit? Just to give me a better idea of how much stress would be getting put on her arms. Okay. Huh. So maybe she could hold herself up long enough to reach orgasm without straining anything. Thanks, buddy. This was really helpful. Well, we've got to have a little realism. Hey, you can, put me down now. You okay there? Was it a strain? You're looking a bit tense. Thanks. Okay, I can get it finished. Wait. There's something else. Yeah, the bit where he rips her dress off. I mean, I wonder, would it really tear neatly down the middle like that? Maybe we need to test it. I mean, this t-shirt isn't a silky ball gown, but it'll do. Put your hands here and here. Oh no, don't worry, it's old and faded. I don't even like this band anymore, and to be honest, I need an excuse to clear out my wardrobe. Come on, dude, rip my shirt open. Like you're a big bull man in the throes of violent passion. You're so hard for me, it hurts. And you've just gotta have me right now. Why does it have to be weird? This is for research purposes. Okay. It took a bit of tugging and it didn't go all the way down, but yeah, he's a lot stronger than the human male, so it should fly. The tear you made mostly went straight down, and that's the important bit. Okay, let me write that down. Man, you are so helpful. Oh, thanks. Yeah, the bra's really nice, isn't it? I know I dress like a total tomboy, but I like to, I don't know, feel like I've got a naughty little secret underneath. Like it? Before you go, one more thing. It's the third position they use. Can you sit in this chair? And I'll, wait, better if I take my jeans off. I need to be able to get my legs as far apart as they'll go. Oh, thanks. Yeah, the panties go well with it, don't they? Right, and I'll sit over you, facing away. Let me just... And so you take a hold of my hips. I'm seeing if it'd be comfortable for her to be held by her hips like this. Come on, get a good grip. Like that. And try lifting and lowering me. I know you're not super strong, but I'll work with you. Just imagine you're holding my weight and lowering me onto your huge cock. Just impaling me as I moan that no, it's too big. It feels like I'm splitting in half. But it feels so good. And you're whispering in my ear about how I'm such a good girl. About how good my pussy feels. How good it'll feel when you're all the way in. Oh! You just had to imagine it. You didn't have to tell me for real. Or use my real name. Fuck. Hey. Your dick might not be a foot long, but it's still hard, isn't it? Yeah, I can feel it when I lower down and just chest grind on your lap. Take it out. No, seriously, I really, really need to feel it grinding against my panties. Oh, yeah. That's so hard, so good. I mean, so good for research, just for research. Oh, fuck it. Can I tell you a secret, dude? Yeah, I mainly do monster stuff, but my most popular script ever, thousands of views and 8 fills, was one with the tags Tomboy, Dorkable, secret crush and friends to lovers. People said it felt really inspired, authentic, and it was because I didn't use your name or give any identifiers, but it was totally based on real life. My stupid big ass crush on you that just won't go away, and what I want you to do to me. Is that okay, man? I mean, I've kind of been exploiting you without you knowing, and is that a yes? Okay. Did it really take me pretty much giving you a lap dance before you got the hints? Yeah, pull my bra up. Help yourself. Get a nice handful. I'm just gonna grind my ass on your cock. Oh, fuck yes. Yeah, you sound so fucking sexy. Make some noise. Let me know it feels good. Yeah, just slip a hand in my panties and just start. So good. Oh, my head, I'm so fucking wet. I swear it's all you. Yeah, minotaurs with monster cocks are cute, but you're real. Oh my god. Oh, so good. You're feeling me so good. I can't stop grinding. Not when you're touching me like that. Oh. Fuck. I don't want to stop, but I really, really want to feel you inside of me. Okay. Let me turn around and drop my panties. Oh, wow, I almost made you cum right there, huh? Yeah, look at all that pre-cum. I'm on birth control. You can just put it in. Mm-hmm. Let me lift. Yeah, right here on my writing chair. Guide it. Let me lower. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Good thing you don't have a huge minotaur dick, because this human dick is such a perfect fit already. Ugh. Fuck me. Oh, come on. Get your hands on my ass. Just drop me onto that cock. Oh, fuck. You like your roommate just riding you, huh? Pounding you into the chair? Oh, you had no idea, did you? No idea what a dirty girl I was. What a dirty imagination I have. I don't care how good the sexual frustration was making my scripts. I need the real thing. Just give it to me. Give it to me. Give me that cock. Give me the PIV I need. It stands for penis and vagina. It's the standard conclusion for an F for M script. Though it's not essential. I can always have the characters finish off with oral or masturbation, etc. Some people appreciate the variety. Especially if they have conditions in real life that make penetration not an option. Oh, F4M stands for female performer for male listener, like what we're doing right now. Except you're obviously, you're not listening, you're performing too, and by performing, I mean banging me silly and... Alright. Sorry, I was geeking out there. Scriptwriter brain. I am focused. I want to come on you, and I want you to come in me. I really, really want to feel you come in me, so... Yes, now I think we've got, like, less than 300 words to go. Well, if this was in the script that started when you busted in, we'd be roughly at the 1700 mark, and you really want to keep it around 2000 words or less if you want to... Okay, I'm shutting up. Less exposition and more fucking. Yes. Yeah. Suck my nipples. Yes. So good. Oh, you're really tugging. I can't stop here. Hey, get your hand down there and... Yeah, my clit. Wait, let me slow down. There. Yeah, right there. Oh, yeah. Help me. Fuck me. Yes. Fuck me. You're close. So am I. Just like that. Gonna almost. You're so good when you grab my ass and just push me off. I'm gonna come. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh my god. Almost there. Yeah. Come on, come inside. Just a few hard strokes. Oh yeah. Yes. Give it to me. Let me just lift up. Oh, so hot. Look at that. It just dripped out of me. Let you up? Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize you were getting a cramp. It's so much easier when you can just edit out stuff like that. Oof. Hey, thanks for being cool about my hobby, yeah? And, for finally realizing I was into you. I promise I, won't use our relationship for research purposes. At least, not in the way that can be conclusively traced back to you. Because I will need help in the future. Yeah. Our relationship. Since we do have one now, right? We confessed our feelings, bonded, got close, and had great sex. All in less than 2,000 words, too.
Mm-hmm.